Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Dr. Gene Greisman back on the show. Gene is an award-winning television producer, interviewer, professor, past professor of theology, the author of so many books I can't see over the stack, including one of my favorites, The Words Lincoln Lived By. My little copy of that book is just almost worn out. I've used it so much. And he's one of the top Lincoln portrayers in the galaxy. And he's our good friend, Gene Greisman. Welcome back.
I'm glad to be with you.
And an original founding member of our Brain Trust, too, Gene.
Yes.
So
right. I've been with you for a long time.
Coming up on in May, it'll be 17 years. So, Gene, I know that recently you went to you gave a couple of portrayals of Lincoln. By the way, folks, one of the reasons Gene's here today, he joins us all during the year, but we always have him here. Gene, I guess this will be our 17th consecutive Lincoln birthday show. And
I think that's right.
The president is 206 years old today, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm feeling my age.
So when you were in New York recently giving a couple of Lincoln portrayals, what was the essence? What were you trying to get across to those people? What would business people, how would they benefit from one of your presentations?
One of the reasons I started, in fact, the main reason I started doing the Lincoln one-man play was to illustrate principles of high achievement. And I found that Abraham Lincoln embodies the common denominators that I'd found in my interviews with celebrities. One of those characteristics that I noticed with very successful people who are contemporary, very famous people, and Lincoln, was the ability to see. Now, that may sound pretty obvious, but you can divide the world between people who can see and those who can't see.
Right. Well, I, the way I like to think of it, Gene, is those who pay attention and those who don't pay attention.
And that's a good way to put it. Ruskin said, hundreds can talk for one who can think, but thousands can think for one who can see.
Right.
And the ability to see, you see, the reason that's so very important is, and this group business people in particular, is that they tend to see what everybody else sees. Group pressures tend to make us see a particular way. Also,
right.
Our education tends to force us to look at things the same way, and also our experience. In fact, one very important person, a writer by the name of Walter Lippmann, said, what we see depends on the habits of our eyes. But every once in a while, somebody comes along who doesn't look at things exactly the same way, or can see more clearly than those.
Mm-hmm.
And Abraham Lincoln was one of those people.
Why do you think he was able? Was that just some kind of was that just a natural talent of his, or was it his personality? How much was of his challenges in his life, which he had a lot of, do you think helped him to see?
I think that one reason that he was able to see was his unorthodox education, in that he had only 1 year of schooling, so he didn't go through the regimen of looking things a particular way. He was taught. He was self-taught. In fact, one of the things that I tell business leaders is you don't get an education. You just learn how to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And Lincoln was a lifelong learner. And he learned, one, by listening. He learned by paying close attention to what was going on around him. and he learned by reading. He was a great student of history. And that's important. In fact, Truman said the only new thing in the world is the history we don't know.
Mm-hmm. That's well said.
So those, I think those three, and you see, we can do all that. We can listen, we can pay total attention, and we can study history and see its lessons and see how they apply to ourselves.
Well, that's well said, Gene. And now what we're going to do, folks, when we come back after this break, President Lincoln's going to be here and visit with us a little bit. We're going to wish him a happy birthday and his 206th birthday. I'm going to ask him to recite the Gettysburg Address. I always love hearing him do that. And then I'm going to ask him some questions about current events. What does President Lincoln think today about current events? How does the American experiment that he talked about, how is that doing so these days? That'll be coming up right after the next break. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.